Tene tsama tamje la lama dunjum wu tsama tamje la tahi deli ta chapje tuba ta samba dan gombe hira kong ni kong don berte ta ye pesimje na la pemba ja chembu jomma.
First, Rinpoche wishes to greet Lama Dujum and all of you with Tashi Dele this evening. And he also makes the aspiration that all of you will perfect your wisdom, which arises from listening to, reflecting on, and meditating on the teachings of the genuine Dharma. And through that, you will perform great benefit for all of the countless sentient beings.
Tene wen be cheto der ngarang mama lo kha he le bare tere yan chan der le cheran so dan jar ga bu yo.
Rinpoche has come to this peaceful and secluded Dharma center several times in years past. Today, on the occasion of being able to come here again and meet you all, makes Rinpoche very happy.
Tene ta tambo chiran chon tene hene gongi da ngendo da tawa po ta tene pa ki la do tene tawa po tese som ra wo yo da
masa. So it seems that here amongst you all, there are some of you who are practicing Shine, Shamatha meditation, some of you who are practicing your Ngundro, and some of you who are practicing Karmapakshi.
Tene ta hene sejite sem sarur do nambar yinwa hehe. Give me pala yang ta par ne pala hine sikar
maso. Shine has two parts. Shine means calm abiding, and what is calmed is the mind's tendency to move to outer distractions, and where the mind abides is one pointedly on a virtuous object.
Dene hene yang dapa rangi jule che na dene don tambe denba to topa la le la uyungre.
Maso. And if one has a good practice of shine, of calm abiding, then it will be very easy for one to realize what is genuine reality.
Dese na dene hine gomba deyan karche bore.
Therefore, practicing shine meditation is very important.
Tene ngu dorje tepa nyam chu lemba la tumo se yongo do yeda tumo mai ba nang ngu do tezo yan karche bore.
Asa. And in the Vajrayana, the practices of the common preliminaries and the extraordinary preliminaries are very important.
Tene ngudo nyamni tsu yabo zuba yina ngu ye dorje tepe yedam je la gomba la le la boyo.
Masa. If you do your ngundro practice as well, then the actual practice of the Vajrayana, which is the yidam deity meditation, will be very easy.
Tene yedam je la gomba tela Ranlu, Ranlu, Daki, Yedam de Lar Gombatan, Dunje, Kandeji, Inayan, Nandong, Jatun Tabogom, Kaltimur.
Masa. And when you are meditating on doing Yidam deity practice, whether you are doing the practice of visualizing yourself as the deity or the practice of visualizing the deity in front of you, it's very important that you meditate on the deity as being appearance emptiness like a rainbow. So Rinpoche says he has come here to talk to you briefly in order to make a very good connection, since all phenomena are dependent on causes and conditions and are interdependent. So it would be good to make for Rinpoche to make a good connection with you all. But he feels that he doesn't need to say very much at all because you have received so many good instructions from Lama Dujum Dorje.
Then in Mundu Kapso Yang, Lama Yedan Chichong Toso Gomya Yere Yedam Gomba Kapso Yang, Yedam Gomba Re Ningandra with Chipa Yere, Nika Nandong Yemi Gomba Nandong Yemi Gomya Karchimbor.
In the practice of Ngundro, there are meditations on the Lama, on the Yidam deities, and on the Dharma protectors. Similarly, in the actual Yidam deity practice, there are these types of meditations, so they're pretty much the same. In that, also, the recitations are very similar. And in both, it's very important to meditate on appearance and emptiness undifferentiable.
Tene ngoto tang yedam gomba nika la karchewa nanjor jebam so malare pe jirem je sungor jire te lo tsawake
logic tangre. So for both of these practices of meditating on the, whether you're practicing Ngundro or you're practicing deity meditation, there's a song by the Lord of Yogis Milarepa called the Creation Stage Song, and now the translator will sing it. Whenever I'm meditating on the Yidam Generation Stage, my body is rainbow-like in the sky of appearance emptiness, not turning that into a mental fixation, craving is consumed. Speech is sound and emptiness, like an echo in an empty dale, with neither good nor bad about it to indulge or refuse are consumed. Mind is luminous emptiness like the light of the sun and the moon. Without the slightest bias in it, the idea of a self is consumed. What are thought of is usual body and speech and usual rational mind. Our self-existent Vajra body and speech, self-existent Vajra heart. There's nothing left of the usual triple gates, and what a relief. Whatever I do, it fits with Dharma, and that puts me in a state of delight. My way of life is a Dharma journey. That's why I'm cheerful and bright.
Tenete malarepe songote, tsik nyung re, tsik nyung yin yang. Don sapoda don jachimbore tene yadam gomena yadam tene mandrawa mambo yobare yadam mandrawa mambo gongin so linchik don zona ya te songorte don so si yadam gomna tikre.
This song by Milarepa has few words, but the meaning of the words is incredibly profound. And it is a sign that is relevant to anyone who is doing any type of deity practice. And so it can be sung by many people coming together. People can sing it together, and then you can meditate together on whichever deity you happen to be meditating on all at the same time.
Re yeda mandava kande che gomna ya tanda malare pusungola songba te na yi nang yi do tongba tong yi do na wa na dong nam khen ja thong ta bor gomna tene dan zain da donga je nyen bo lula thamar to yin be nyen bo do re
maso. Whatever deity we are meditating on, if we meditated on it as the body being appearance and emptiness undifferentiable, appearance and emptiness inseparable, then that is the remedy for our attachment to our body as being ordinary and to all of the suffering that comes from the ego clinging that is focused on the body, and all of the suffering that comes from focusing on the body is real.
Tene yang nam jor jawang so malare pe saja chimbu sungko dupa te chik dang na yang ya pore. Cheran so saja chimbu te yang du top yo sa le. Yang dorje te pe wang kor tom na tene wang ye pa te saja chimbu wang. Sem jo ngon ro jo wang saja chimbu wang re. Te sa na malare pe saja chimbu sungko te yang chik dang gre.
There's another song by Milarepa called the Song of Mahamudra. It's also would be good to listen to this song because you have all probably received Mahamudra instructions. And in the Vajrayana, if you are practicing Vajrayana, then of the four empowerments, the fourth one is the empowerment of Mahamudra. And so it's important for all of us to know how Mahamudra is practiced. Mm-hmm. At the time I'm meditating on Mahamudra, I rest without struggle in actual real being. I rest relaxed in a free from wandering space. I rest in a clarity cradled in emptiness space. I rest in awareness, and this is blissful space. I rest unruffled in non-conceptual space. In variety space, I rest in equipoise. And resting like this is native mind itself. A wealth of certainty manifests endlessly. Without even trying, self-luminous mind is at work. Not stuck in expecting results, I'm doing okay. No dualism, no hopes and fears, ho hey. Delusion as wisdom, now that's being cheerful and bright. Delusion transformed into wisdom, now that's all right.
Tetar Yedam Ji Chiram Tang Saja Chimbo Gombala, Tujun Chiranso, Tonje Chimbola, Leka Mangbure, Leka Jap, Lobjongse, Tene, Sam, Tene Wembene, Den Ravola, Tene, Dundram, Viking Ravola, Nyam Dunzun, Chu Nyamnese, Karchimbore, Tayam Malare, Pesungur, Ningbu Chu Drover, Tam Jat.
You all work regularly in the city, and since that's the case, then it's very good for you to be doing these practices, the practices of the creation stage and of Mahamudra. And then from time to time to be able to come up here and gather together, maybe for a week or for a weekend, and practice together. And there's another song by Milarepa called The Solemn Commitment to Lead a Meaningful Life by Practicing the Dharma. that if you listen to this song, the reason why meeting like this and practicing the Dharma is so important will become very clear. The reason why this song is very important is because it's one thing for us to know that all of the appearances of this life are just the coming together of causes and conditions. But it's also important for us to know that these appearances are constantly changing and that therefore they are not permanent appearances, but rather that they are all impermanent. So this is something that we all need to know. So what Milarepa sang in this song was that this life has no pith, it has no value. The taking the appearances of this life to be real and permanent is a vain exercise that has no use. And so therefore what we should do is practice the Dharma, which does have pith, which does have a value to it. So if we look at things from in terms of short periods of time, then we can see that things might have some pith, they might stay around long enough for us to be able to change things, but if we look at things in terms of the long-term perspective, nothing stays the same and everything disappears. So this is why we can combine these two, because in terms of the temporary state, we can do work in the world, which does have some temporary effect, and we combine that with our practice of the Dharma, which has the ultimate effect. And so we work and then from time to time come and meet together for a week or a weekend and do Dharma practice. That's a very good way to combine things.
Yeah.
Compassionate Master of Noble Heart, the essence of Akshobhya, as you, O Mappa, the translator, have so rightfully foretold, in the prison yard of Mara, this demon of fatherland, I've come to know impermanence. The master illusion is. What an excellent teacher he is. His message leaves no doubt. Phenomena of every kind appearing to exist. They cannot last, cannot stand their ground. They change and go their way. Especially samsaric phenomena have no substantial core. Because the deeds I have done before had no substantial pith. I'm going now to practice Dharma that has substantial pith. At first the Father was alive, but I, the Son, was not. By the time the son was on his feet, the father was no more. But even when they were both alive, they had no substantial pin. I, the sun, choose sacred Dharma with its substantial pin. I'm going now to meditate at White Rock Horse Tooth Cave. At the time the mother was around, then I, the son, was gone. By the time that I, the son, came back, the mother grown old and died. But even when they were both around, they had no substantial pith. I, the son, choose sacred Dharma with its substantial pith. I'm going now to meditate at White Rock Horse Tooth Cave. At the time the sister was around, the brother was nowhere near. By the time the brother had come back, the sister had gone but where? But even when they were both around, they had no substantial pith. The brother chooses sacred Dharma with its substantial pith. I'm going now to meditate at White Rock Horse Tooth Cave. At the time we had some Dharma things, no caretaker was around. By the time the caretaker had come back, they were spoiled by a leaking roof. But even when they were both around, they had no substantial pith. Their keeper chooses sacred Dharma with its substantial pith. I'm going now to meditate at White Rock Horse Tooth Cave. At the time there was a fertile field, the owner was nowhere near. By the time the owner had come back, it was overgrown with weeds. But even when they were both around, they had no substantial pith. The owner chooses sacred Dharma with its substantial pith. I'm going now to meditate at White Rock Horse Tooth Cave. At the time there was a house to own, the owner was nowhere near. By the time the owner had come back, the house was beyond repair. But even when they were both around, they had no substantial pill. The owner chooses sacred Dharma with its substantial pill. I'm going now to meditate at White Rock Horse Tooth Cave. My fatherland, my father's house, my father's fields and all. Samsaric kinds of phenomena without substantial pith. Whoever wants it, take it, beings without substantial pith. I, the yogi, am on my way, its freedom I'll achieve. Father, in your kindness, Marpa Lotsawa, grant your blessings that this beggar in mountain retreats will stay.
Tetar malare pe trakarta so la dhuba jaga phep gupe jumsin kain ba te jumsin songwa le. Te na yin te ne jiran soa tu jun chon che le le ka ja te tsam tsam te ne wenpe chu so la gom ja nyam lin si ndo gupe jumsin te na yin sam no tango chu dhuba kapsa. Ten ra wo sam no tang na te ne gabo trobo yungre thang che ke mare chale ka ke mare.
Like these are the reasons why Milarepa went to practice the Dharma at White Rock Horse Tooth Cave. And similarly, we need to know the reasons why it's important for us to practice Dharma while we're working in the city most of the time. Why is it important for us to come up and practice for a week or a weekend? Or however much time we can. The reason why it's important is expressed in this song, and so if we think about these reasons, then that will help us, and when we are practicing the Dharma, we won't get tired, we won't get frustrated, instead we'll be very happy.
Mama, Yoba Yen the Tede, Tede Naman de Joma Malam Tabati Yore. In a young, then a chuja semi young Nabatina, Tende Depo Tipo Chuan Sam just Samba Zogomare. Samba de Candace Zogre, Chunyam Yabozotona, Samba Zogre. The Samba Candace Zoso Hibicheto, and Malarepo Samba Zoso, the Yankee Tanga.
Did not like.
Ah. Kanga drug mudo. Oh yeah. Then they can do then it and that in the
Then
it ambitu drum ne young Tanda Namto Kanga Lam Sang Pang Nyumong Kanga Che Dun Tamche Lam Sang Pang Ten the young pang to go mare pang go young mare Nambalola. Same genelo Saja Chembo Tona then it. Nam dog nelo gom, yumong nelo gom. Sendi, do you lam the chair, cheria yore? Young te hippie chair, do you did talk to Jigdan?
So it's the case that we first must realize when we practiced the Buddha Dharma that all phenomena are like illusions and like dreams. We should not expect that we will immediately be able to give up our clinging to things as being real. We should not immediately expect that we should be able to get rid of all of our mental afflictions and have them never arise. we should not expect that we should have to give up the sense pleasures, nor do we have to do any of these things, because the method of meditating according to the most profound teachings is to take these appearances to the path, take the sense pleasures to the path, and use them to cause our realization to grow. And so to that end, we can listen to the way Milarepa sings of how to do this in his song called The Six Questions. Mind has even more projections than there are dust motes in the sun. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who sees the appearance of things laid bare in the very bed where it lies? The basic nature of things is not produced by cause or condition. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who gets to the very bottom of this, cuts down to its very root? Mind's impulse to sudden thought cannot be stopped by hundreds with spears. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who sees that attachment can dissolve, be freed in and of itself? The movement of thinking mind cannot be locked in an iron box. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who sees that discursive mind itself is empty in itself? The sensory enjoyments, even wisdom deities do not shun. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who's able to see through the transparency of the process of consciousness? What about the appearance of the six kinds of objects that go with the consciousnesses? Not even the hands of victorious ones can put a stop to that. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who can see there is no object there behind the appearances?
De yede to de tang gor de tang go ya jim sin de ka he ta chu yang tak pa che du gu gun do sam du pa ka so ka he na wa ka go gun do sam na ma ka ma to sem do ka he nam do ka go gun do sam nam do ka ma to sem do ka he nyu mong zan ni me je ba zo go gun do sam yang nyamong ka ma to sem tro ka che do yon la che pa ka go go do sam do yon ka ma to sem tro
na
sa ra ba ten ra wo te ne ye pe se na nam to da nyamong so de ka so ka mo go ba ne lo gom bre so bre te hi pe che to ta ma re nam to nyamong do yon ka mo go ba ne lo gom be cho bre so bre te ya ha ko ya kar che bre.
The reason why it's important for us to sing this song, The Six Questions, is that it's possible for us to have the thought, now I really have to practice the Dharma right. And so what I have to do is I have to stop things from appearing to my sense consciousness. I have to block that off. But we can't do that. I have to stop thinking. But we can't do that. I have to stop having any type of klesha activity in my mind. But we can't do that. I have to stop enjoying the sense pleasures. But we can't do that. So the point that is brought up in this song is that we don't need to stop thoughts or the sense, enjoying the sense pleasures, or we don't need to stop the mental afflictions from arising. What we need to do is to meditate on what they are, what is their essential nature. That's the point of the practice.
Tene nam to na nyumong nam tanda nekap hene so gom na ka thom na ya tsan ni me che ba ten da wa ka thu gu ma re ka go gu yang yo ma.
It might be possible to stop appearances, to stop thoughts, to stop the afflictions from arising temporarily, but one could never stop them completely. One could never just cut them off. And also, it's not necessary to cut them off. Therefore, it's the case that although in the Shravakayana one blocks off, one stops, cuts off kleshas and the sense pleasures temporarily, in the Vajrayana, it is permitted to make them the focus of the path, and one uses them on the path.
Teda tanyamne kande zo kukundo malare pe kande songdo tana ya pore tishyate.
So we can see that whatever practice it is that we are doing in the Dharma, we can just look at the songs of Milarepa and get guidance from them. Now, do you have some questions which you would like to ask?
Activities that we do, our work, our play, our relationships. I mean, that's a general idea.
Ekarze korane.
Tene dambe chu drupala tene nam gyun tu nyingbo mepe jikten gi lega tang jikten gi dralwa la nyingbo tegerebe.
Nyingbo
nam gyun tu tene jikten gi lega jikten gi dralwa me jikne jiki dralwa so la nyingbo yomare. Ine dambe chu drupna tene jikten gi lega tang jikten me jikne jiki dralwa so la sopa nyingbo tokirebe.
Togere togere. Tene tambe chu dropdan jikte se de na wande mulan ta bo chota ta bo zo to ko mare
maso
raba marve.
For example, the appearances that we see on a television screen are not real. There's nothing really there. It's just radiant clarity that is appearing and manifesting in different forms. And since that is the case, then one television signal can be seen in millions of places at the same time, and people can gain information from that. If these things were solid, substantial entities that truly existed, that would be impossible. It's just like the fact that on this planet, every single person on this planet thinks that they're right side up. And no one thinks they're upside down. No matter where you go on the planet, everybody thinks they're right side up, and the people on the other side are upside down. But if you go to the other side, then they all think they're right side up, and the people on the other side are upside down. So therefore, there is no upside down. But if there's no upside down, there can't be any right side up either, because right side up and upside down depend on each other. So there's no right side up, there's no upside down, and yet we can still go all over the place and do things. So it's just like that. So the time has come to listen to Melarepa's song called The Eight Kinds of Mastery.
Yeah.
Maybe you've sung this song in past years.
Yeah, that.
Not separating appearance and emptiness. This is view as mastered as it can be. Not seeing dreams and day as differing. This is as meditation as it can be. Not bliss and emptiness seen as differing. This is conduct as mastered as it can be. Not seeing the here and hereafter as differing. This is their nature as mastered as it can be. Not seeing mind and space as differing. This is as Dharmakaya as it can be. When pleasure and pain are not two different things. This is instruction as mastered as it can be. Not seeing affliction and wisdom as differing. This is as full as realization can be. Not seeing your mind and Buddha as differing. This is as full of fruition as it can be.
Tiso tamche longchor je tete tambe chwe nyamni se na tanda nimo tan tsemo yang dewa so tukure dewa tan donga yang dewa so tukure kanka dewa so tukure ne lok nandong yemi imbe chung sinche arbe.
So when we think about the meaning of the words in Milarepa's song, The Eight Kinds of Mastery, we can make a connection between daytime appearances and nighttime appearances. We can make a connection between experiences of happiness and experiences of suffering. We can, in short, connect our Dharma practice with whatever it is that we are experiencing. This life's appearances are only mere appearances that arise due to the coming together of different causes and conditions, and they are like dream appearances. They are like the appearances of the moon on a pool of water. And the appearances of the next life are exactly the same. There's no difference. And so we can make a very good connection that way between appearances of this life and appearances of the next. If the appearances of this life, the past life, and future lives were all real, if they were all real, then it would be very difficult to connect them all. It would be difficult to make a connection. But since all of these appearances are just like dreams, then the connection is very easy to make.
Ngayang, dryang, tatong, trakyatabre, samsatong, yemi, imbasena, then lama, the loman deva yang, yapozotu. Then do you know Kadezotu?
Masa.
Kalakabur.
It's the same thing with lama and student. Since the lama's body and the student's body are both appearance emptiness, since the lama's speech and the student's speech are sound and emptiness, like an echo, and since the mind of both is clarity emptiness, then it's easy to make a connection between the two. But if they were both solid, substantially existent entities, then it would be very difficult to make a connection. It's also the case that our Dharma friends are also just appearance and emptiness, like dreams. They're not real. If they were, it would be difficult to make a connection. If enemies were truly existent as enemies, if friends were truly existent as friends, then it would be very difficult to make connections between everyone.
Since
all appearances are just appearance and emptiness, like illusions, then it was possible for Milarepa's enemies to become his disciples. It was possible for them to change in this way. For example, the dog and the deer and the hunter all came past Milarepa, and one by one they all became his disciples.
Tene Milarepa singmo sisitar loma chapa maze drawo anite so loma cha songre te nando yin mi bejunse de ndo vena cha to mare.
And so it was the case that not only did Milarepa's sister become his student, but also his worst enemy, who was his aunt, became his student. And this was because they were all just appearance emptiness, like illusions. If they weren't like that, then if they were truly existent, they could never change. And so they could never become a student.
And
similarly, with the Buddha, many of the Buddha's enemies became the Buddha's disciples, and that's because they were just appearance emptiness, so they could change. So it's like that. So if there are no other questions, then we'll meditate a little bit.
Ranlok pochong tavarisho, lame jamso tavarisho, sarva marme tavarisho, nimi mro tavarisho, yomi revo tavarisho, mamangate mangbalavarisho, chalavarisho.
Rest with the child's as Milarepa taught, rest with the child's independence, rest like an ocean free of waves, rest with the butter lamp's clarity, rest like a corpse without arrogance, rest like a mountain so still. Rinpoche says he has given these instructions to you many times before, and he'll give them again and again. There was one student of Milarepa's named Lotun Genden. And at first, he did not have any faith in Milarepa at all. He came up to meet Milarepa and wanted to debate with him. And so he debated with him a lot. And after that, he gained faith in Milarepa and became Milarepa's student. And at that point, Milarepa sang him this song. Rinpoche composed a song called Auspiciousness That Lights Up the Universe. The 20th century is a time when There is great emphasis on learning. The economy of the world has developed incredibly. There has come great prosperity to the world. Science has made terrific advancements and achievements and progress. And it would be the most wonderful thing if all of these advancements and developments became friends to world peace and happiness, made world peace and happiness grow and grow. In order for that to happen, we need to make aspiration prayers that it will happen, and then it will. And so to that end, Rinpoche composed this song that is called Auspiciousness That Lights Up the Universe. Namo Guru Hasa Vajra Ye. You see that everything in samsara and nirvana is merely dependently arisen. You see the Dharmata, the true being, that is the essence of all dependent arising. The power of your great insight fills the universe with auspicious light. O mighty Shepa Dorje, please rise up now from within my heart. Ground's basic nature transcends conceptuality, and like water moons, appearances arise dependently. May everyone realize that this is true, and dispel the darkness cast by doubt and wrong view. And may their realization's auspiciousness light up the whole universe. The vision of your wisdom is amazing. You see just how things are, you see everything. As parents love their children, so you love all beings. You bring us benefit and happiness. Your power makes disciples out of your enemies. May your auspiciousness light up the universe. For samsara's cause clinging to I and me, the Dharma realizing selflessness is the greatest remedy. May all beings use it to pacify their confused belief that there is an I. And by the power of this great happening, may auspiciousness light up the universe. The ways of ordinary beings you have left behind, noble ones who realize reality, the true nature of mind. May you lead all ordinary beings who have not yet entered to the path of peace. And by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. May the Yidams who bestow the cities and the protectors who clear obstacles away eliminate all harmful conditions, everything adverse to the path. And by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. May the noble path of nonviolence flourish in all the worlds there are. When beings meet and interact, may the connections they make be filled with love. And by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. At the twilight of this century that has been one of such prosperity, may struggle over wealth and gain disappear and not be seen again. Free from strife and violence, may all enjoy great abundance, and by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. This has been a century when science has advanced incredibly. Amazing and wondrous these new machines that have brought the gods' enjoyments to human beings. May they be used with skill supreme to end violence and cause peace to reign. And by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. May the sciences that explore outside be joined with the inner science of the mind to excellently put an end to mistaken views and confusion, and by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. The source of all this auspiciousness is the true nature of mind so luminous. So may realization of mind just as it is set the universe ablaze with auspicious excellence. Through all of this auspiciousness, wherever its light may be seen, with the love and the compassion that make bodhicitta mind supreme, may this thought arise in everyone. Other beings' happiness is as important as my own, and may excellent virtue and auspiciousness always increase, never diminish.
Manjol lembo kuye taji, yena jojo songe taji, tada jeme toje taji, jarve kuson toje taji jo, manjol lembo kuye taji, yena jojo songe taji, tada jeme toje taji, jarve kuson toje taji, lembo kuye taji. Yenla jojo songi taji, tada jeme toje taji, jarve kuson taji jo, manjo lambo kuye taji jo, yenla jojo songi jo, tada jeme toje taji, jarve kuson toje taji, manjo lambo kuye taji jo, yenla songi taji jo, tada jeme toje taji. Jarve kuson toje taji, manjol lembo kuye taji jo, yena jo songe taji jo, tada jo toje taji jo, jarve kuson jo manjol lembo kuye taji, yena jo jo songe tada jo toje taji. Jarve kuson toje taji jo, manjol lembo kuye taji jo, yena jojo songe tada jeme toje taji jo, jarve kuson toje taji jo, manjol lembo kuye taji jo, yena jojo songe taji tada jeme toje taji jo, jarve kuson toje taji jo. Nedre nimo dele, tin nime konya dele, nimsen ta do dele kun jo som je ta ji jo ya
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.